Hello, everybody. This is Play Ball with Dan Hirschberg, and thanks for coming back on the air with us. And today we have a very special guest. We have a baseball player who is kind of making some waves around here. This is not your typical baseball player, quote unquote. I'm joined by Ashlyn Ware, who is 14, going on 15.
Yes.
And she has been playing baseball. She's never played softball. So, Ashlyn, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you.
So, tell us a little bit. Let's get right to it. You know, you're playing baseball. You're not playing softball. How did that happen? Why not softball?
I originally figure skated for 6.5 years. And when COVID hit, rinks shut down. I wasn't able to figure skate anymore, so I saw the guys playing in the front yard, and I just grew the love and passion for it, and I just went straight to baseball. Softball never interested me to play. I always just played baseball, and that's where that came from.
So when you say the guys in the front yard, who would be talking about? How old were you at the time?
I was 9 going on 10. It was all of our neighbors, my brother, and that was really it, just like front yard kids, just the neighborhood.
Now, did they let you play?
Yeah.
And what position did you play when started that?
We didn't have a lot of us, so I would just be somewhere in the field or I would pitch.
All right. So from there, how did you make the leap to actually playing on baseball teams with boys?
I went with my parents straight, and we just went to Little League and just signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they took me on the team, and then after 2 seasons of Little League, I moved to travel ball.
So when your parents took you to sign up for Little League,
yes,
did they look at you and say, oh, no, this is for guys or anything?
Not really. Not with Little League, no.
No. Were there other girls at that time in Little League?
No, there was not.
And no one batted an eye?
There's definitely some looks, but not from the district, from more of the parents or some of the kids on the other teams at first.
All right. So, all right, you get through that, you start playing, you started out what position, and
I was at, it's Little League, so we played everywhere, but I was more of second base, pitching, and a little bit of outfield. I didn't catch in Little League.
So what did you like about playing the field? Did you have a favorite position at that time?
I really liked pitching and second. Those were my two favorites at that time.
So how did you become a catcher? I mean, you know, that's really kind of a tough spot to
yes
be in.
My team, they only had one catcher, and I had the gear because I asked for it for Christmas one year, and they needed one, so I just hopped in and learned it as quick as I can, and then I just started growing better and better at the position and just fell in love with it.
Cool. So what is it you like about being a catcher? Is it because you're kind of right in the middle of everything, or what?
Yeah,
what is it that you really like?
You run the field, and you have control over the entire field, and I like being able to see the entire field and know the different plays with that.
So how's your arm? Can you throw guys out at second base? Stealing?
Yes.
I mean, are you like a dangerous catcher in that respect?
I like to say I'm pretty good with my throwdowns. Have a decently strong arm, so I get some runners out when I get the throwdown opportunity because some guys don't run.
Okay. So tell us about, from what we talked about a while back, You pretty much bat in the middle of the order, near the top.
Yes.
Describe yourself as a hitter.
I'm pretty good at getting on. I contact hitter mostly. I can hit for power, but I'm more of a contact hitter, find ways on base. I'll take a pitch to get hit. I'll take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
So just trying to get on base.
And then you got some speed, so you...
Yeah, I'm able to steal bases, able to run.
All right.
I'm smart on the bases. So I know when to go, how to take the leads, how to take the secondaries, how not to get picked off.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the teams that you play on regularly. There's, like, I guess, about three different teams
yes.
at this time?
I play for Coast to Coast Elite, which is my nationally ranked team. I'm the only girl that plays on it right now for the tournaments that I go to. We go all over. We've been to Arizona, Georgia, Space Coast, just playing tournaments. They have other tournaments. They hand select their players for these tournaments to go mm-hmm. out and compete at a higher level. And then I play for the Minnesota Twins all-girls baseball team,
mm-hmm.
which is, of course, the MLB affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. So mm-hmm. the Minnesota Twins are backing an all-girls baseball team. And then I play for Florida Tampa Burn, which is my regular all-guys team here that I play for, like, every weekend.
So you mentioned the Coast to Coast, that the players are handpicked.
Yes.
What was that like when you were – how did you get handpicked? Tell us how that process worked and what your feeling was when you were actually picked.
I was playing in Cooperstown, and I think it was like my mom, she got a message or a call about wanting me to play. So then we looked into it. We didn't go to the first tournament, and then we were able to make another tournament, and we just went. They just offered me to play through like a text and call with my mom after seeing me play in Cooperstown.
So, I mean, you had to be pretty excited. Like, you actually handpicked to be on an all-boys team, correct?
Yes. It was very cool. Very exciting moment to be picked for such a high-ranked team.
Wonderful. So, tell us about this Minnesota Twins thing. That's pretty interesting.
Yes. So, the Minnesota Twins are backing an all-girls team to send to these tournaments, letting us practice, taking us out on the field to recognize us and recognize what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going out wearing the Twins uniform and representing the Twins as an all-girls baseball team.
Do other major league teams, do they have similar
teams?
The
Twins are the only one right now to be backing an all-girls team.
Really?
Yes.
And in that one you play all over the place, you said?
Yes.
All right. And all these teams you're playing on, you're the catcher?
Catcher, pitcher, third base. I'm a utility of somewhat. I play almost every position in the infield and pitch and catch.
So when you pitch, what's your best pitch?
I have a lot of ball movement. Like, so I don't throw a flat ball. I throw down. But my curveball's been moving really, really good for like a two-strike pitch.
Uh-huh. So do you have like a special coach that you work with regularly?
Yes. For pitching, I work with Ray Rodriguez. He's helped me a lot with pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And then with my hitting, I work with Steve Schartz right now.
Okay. And how often do you meet with those guys?
Pitching is once a week, and my hitting is twice a week, along with my fielding with Coach Schartz.
And how many games a week, typically? One or two, maybe? Or it
during the weekends, you can play up to 5 to 6 games, but mm-hmm. it's a minimum of 3 games for regular weekend tournaments.
So what you're saying is 4 or 5 times a week you're playing baseball or somehow involved with baseball.
Yes, and when I'm not training with coaches, I'm off by myself trying to do something.
And who's hauling you around for all this?
That would be my mom, my parents.
Wonderful. Yeah, they're certainly supportive of you, obviously.
Yes.
That's great. So where do you want to take this whole thing? What's your goals? I mean,
right now I want to play high school baseball, which we're talking to a couple schools right now to play high school baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm hoping to play college baseball, go to college to be an anesthesiologist.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully the women's professional league or some sort of professional baseball.
Gotcha. When you're talking about college, high schools, first of all, well, let's let people know right now you're homeschooled.
Yes.
Being at a high school is probably important in your progression. Are you looking for a particular type of high school or, you know?
Right now, just anyone who will let me play because I'm hoping to stay homeschooled while playing baseball.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I'm hoping to stay homeschooled while playing baseball and just trying to figure out which school will let me play while being homeschooled. That's the biggest thing that we need to get over is being homeschooled and playing a high school sport.
Mm-hmm. So have you met any women that have played baseball? And if so, are they inspirations to you? Or?
Yes. I go to a lot of the women's tournaments, mm-hmm. and I get to watch them, be a bat girl for them, and all of that fun stuff. And a lot of them are definitely inspirations that I'm able to look up to as them paving the ways for us mm-hmm. to be able to play.
So let's get back to this medical stuff. I can't even pronounce the word. What is it you want to be?
An anesthesiologist.
There you go. I can spell it with spell check. But where did that come about?
I was looking towards other possible like career choices, and I know like we know a couple doctors, and I've got to see the medical field somewhat, and it just like struck like something in my mind, and it just looked very amazing, like how it's able to work and the way that anesthesiology works.
Which is what exactly?
That is, an anesthesiologist is how when you go into surgery, that's what keeps you asleep. So the anesthesia helps you stay asleep, and they are able to wake you up and put you to sleep for your surgery.
There you go. Which has happened to me on a couple of occasions. It's a lot of fun. You don't know what happened, and you wake up, and you look around, where am I? But anyway, that's great. Now, you also find time in all this to make jewelry. Tell us about the jewelry business that you have.
I started making bracelets with my friends when I was 9, and we all wanted to start a business, but I finally went to my parents and was like, I want to start a business. So we started my business under a different name called Looms R Us, because I was making rubber band bracelets at the time. And then that went into my business now, which is Wear Jewelry, mm-hmm. little play off of my last name.
Mm-hmm.
And I just make jewelry in my free time. Whenever I get a sale, I try to pack it right away and try to sell in person as much as I can.
So the jewelry is for what? Is it a particular age group? Women, men?
Everybody. Whoever wants to wear the jewelry, whoever finds the pieces cool and likes the way they look. I also do custom stuff. Mm-hmm. So when guys, if they are like, oh, well, that's too girly, I can make them custom stuff.
Okay, well, I'll put in my order soon. we'll see. So tell us about, is there a favorite baseball team, major league team that you follow?
My major league team is the Tampa Bay Rays.
All right. Yes. Okay. Yes. And do you have favorite players?
I love Kevin Kiermaier. That's one of my all-time favorites. On the Rays, I really like Johnny DeLuca.
Hmm.
Really nice, cool guy.
Have you met him?
I have not, I've met him and, of course, did a little signing and talking, but never, full-on, straight just meeting him. But Kevin Kiermaier, I met a couple times when I was 3. He took me around the entire Rays stadium. And
really?
Yeah, it was at my brother's T-ball clinic, and he walked me around the entire stadium and just took me around for 2 hours. I was on the Rays website and everything.
Mm-hmm. Wow, there you go. Let's talk about your family a little bit, because obviously with the support and the fact that you're all over the place, traveling around the country and all that stuff. So tell us about your mom and dad and your brother and what they mean to all this.
They've helped so much with not only the sport, but the travel, taking me around the country and everything, and just sacrificing different times and stuff, because they're still working. My brother's working now, playing the guitar, of course, has his own friends in life that he does that kind of sacrifices it so mm-hmm. that we can travel.
And your brother's name is?
Cannon.
And your parents' names are?
Christy and John.
Christy and John. Okay. And we talked about your goals down the line, all wonderful stuff. You're anticipating going to Rockford, Illinois for a tournament at some point?
Yes.
Which is where the Women's Professional League, the initial season is going to be held there.
Yes, that is the Baseball for All tournament. So Baseball for All is a all-women's baseball league that we bring women from all over the world to come play these tournaments. So they come with their all-girls team and come to play, and they send girls to the UK. I know they've been to a whole bunch of different places around the country going to play baseball and sharing baseball with all the other girls around the world. Mm-hmm. So that is the biggest all-girls tournament that we are going to, and that would be with the Minnesota Twins team.
Wonderful. Speaking of the Women's Professional Baseball League, I actually was doing a little research because I thought, you know, this league is starting. There's got to be somebody from the Tampa Bay area. There's got to be one woman who's in that league. Well, there is not. I was really kind of shocked and surprised.
There's not really one from Tampa. I believe we have like a couple from Florida, but not in Pinellas County, Tampa Bay area.
Yeah. Well, there might be somebody down the line who might be the first one by the name of Ashlyn Ware. So we'll see how that shakes out. Anything else you want to talk about while you're here?
No. I think we've covered a lot.
All right. Well, everything. Let's bring Mom in here for the last part. We do have Chrissy here because, you know, Ashlyn did need a ride to get to the studio. So tell us about how you feel about having your daughter playing baseball and this whole experience.
It has been very humbling. She works really, really hard for this. She gets, even though she didn't bring this up, there are many times where parents and ball players don't believe she should be on the field. So there's times where she intentionally gets hits or she gets booed. And boys wow. chant when she's pitching, saying rude things. And she blocks all of this out and is able to still perform and still play great. So my whole thing is I think baseball is really made who she is. Her character is amazing, and baseball is a big part of it.
Wonderful. And how do you feel about putting on the mileage?
I've actually enjoyed that part. Yes, it is. I'm very lucky with what we do for a living. I'm able to travel because I can work from anywhere. So to be able to go and explore these different cities and countries, it's amazing. We have great experience when we got to go see the Grand Canyon. We got a blizzard and snowed in, and we wouldn't have never had that experience mm-hmm. if it wasn't for her playing baseball. So she's given us really good family memories.
I would say so. And actually, Ashlyn, that's got to be kind of exciting, the fact that you've probably seen more of this country than any of your, obviously, your friends.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite place so far that you've been to?
I love the Grand Canyon. That one was really cool, getting to see that and experience that.
What was your favorite playing tournament?
My favorite tournament I've played in, I loved Cooperstown. Cooperstown is my favorite.
That's a neat little town.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. And it's got history.
Does.
Even though baseball really did not start there. But that's a whole nother story.
Yep. She'll be back in Cooperstown playing on Doubleday Field this summer.
All right. Yeah. Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for coming. And Chrissy, thank you for bringing Ashlyn here. And good luck to you down the line. The future is yours. It's absolutely terrific. Any last words?
Thank you.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks again for being on Play Ball. If you want to check out some of the other stuff I get involved with, I do have a Facebook page, Danny Baseball 56. And until next time, Play Ball.